Same question. So what is your background in the medical field?
I'm an advanced practice nurse. I'm what they call a clinical nurse specialist. Mm-hmm. I actually taught nursing for 17 years at UAH before I came to Bob Jones in 2009.
How has Obamacare changed the industry?
Wow. it's had both positive and negative changes. Mm-hmm. Some of the positive changes is that children were allowed to stay on their parents' plan until they were 26, which gave them time to finish college and get established in a career where they had their own insurance plans. Mm-hmm. It also took care of, if you had a pre-existing condition, you couldn't be excluded from an insurance plan.
Yes.
It also opened options for people who didn't have insurance through their workplace where they could purchase insurance. Mm-hmm. The downside to that is oftentimes the insurance policies were very expensive, had high deductibles, so that even though they had insurance, if I go to use it, I still pay a lot out of pocket. It was good primarily for catastrophic things.
Yes.
So, let me think what else. It alienated a lot of physicians because of the way that it controlled payout to physicians, especially your specialty physicians. Specialty physicians such as orthopedists or neurologists, they go to school for much longer than someone does to become just a general practitioner or a family practice physician. And so ideally in the past, insurance reimbursed specialty groups at a higher rate. So it changed that landscape some, so you had a lot of physicians who went into retirement.
Yes.
Let me think what else. off the top of my head, I think those are some of the biggest issues.
So do you think that Obamacare has positively or negatively impacted clients or patients?
Both. I don't think you can say one way or the other that it's all positive or that it's all negative. Mm-hmm. I think just like any other policy, it's all the same. I think if you look at Alabama right now and you look at the exchange, all insurance companies but one have pulled out of the exchange.
Yes.
And so all the people in Alabama have the option are Blue Cross and Blue Cross. Is that a good thing? Not necessarily. Blue Cross kind of has a monopoly, so there's not any competition.
Mm-hmm.
We need something. Is Obamacare the answer? I think we made positive steps in that we actually looked at how can we fix our healthcare system. Do we need to continue to look for other options? I think we need a combination of things, and I don't know that this is all the answer.
So, personally, what changes do you think can be made to the Affordable Care Act?
I think one thing that would help increase quality of health care and reduce costs was to, across the board, look at mid-level providers, your nurse practitioners, your midwives, your physician's assistants, mm-hmm. To stand in the gap where there are not enough physicians. Currently, not all insurance companies will reimburse nurse practitioners mm-hmm. or those mid-level providers. A lot of your rural cities, townships, little blips on the map, they have no health care, and they might drive hours to see a physician. There are many practitioners that would be willing to go in and open independent practices. So if we had a standard throughout the United States where nurse practitioners could go in and have an independent practice, currently that is controlled by each state.
Mm-hmm.
Each state has different scopes of practice for advanced practice nurses. In Alabama, our nurse practitioners cannot go open an independent practice. They have to practice collaboratively with a physician.
Mm-hmm.
So it hinders somewhat filling in the gap. Other states, that's not a problem. So I think that's one of the things that needs to be looked at. We need to look at a way to control cost of drugs. Mm-hmm. We also need to continue to look at the development of new drugs, because with our current, all of the drug-resistant pathogens, currently there are no new antibiotics in the pipeline. So we need to look at other ways to treat illnesses, diseases, infections that are not just the standard. And it costs money to do that.
Would you say that, I know Obamacare was trying to step in the direction of having universal health care. Would that be a good or a bad thing for the medical industry?
My husband is military, and they have more of a universal health care system. We also have a friend that he met when he served in Afghanistan from the UK. So we've had a chance to look at that. One of the things I think that people don't understand about universal health care is that it's not free.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, most of those countries pay 40 to 50% of their income in taxes to support their health system. Right now, the UK is almost broke.
Yeah.
People that are in the military have more of a universal health care. They don't typically pay when they go to the physician. But when you have universal health care, there's not any... physicians will see a certain set of patients. They get paid no matter how many people they see, so there's no incentive to really see more or to excel. Does that mm-hmm. make sense? So you kind of get, you can get, let me not say, not everyone, kind of mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any reason to really excel
yes.
because there's no incentive there. No matter how many patients I see today, this is what I'm going to make.
Mm-hmm.
Or you tend to also have long wait lines for diagnostic studies because, again, it's just a different standard of practice. And again, there are a lot of people that think it's the world's greatest thing, but I think we need to look at it. I think Americans are not used to that,
yeah.
and I think it would be very hard for them to have to wait. They want to go into the doctor, oh, I think I've got a torn meniscus. I want to have my MRI, and I want to have it this week. You can't do that with universal health care. You might wait 6 months to go have an MRI. So is that the answer? Who knows?
But what would repealing Obamacare do to both physicians and, you know, people in the medical industry, but also, you know, like the patients?
I think that it's going to leave a lot of people in the lurch if we just repeal it without something to take its place.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently we've got a lot of people with the Affordable Care Act who were able to get insurance. It may not be the greatest, but they've got insurance. Some of it they've had some supplemental income to help pay for it from the government. If we repeal it with nothing, I think it's going to be a disaster.
Yes.
Hopefully, when they decide to repeal it, they'll have something to offer in its place.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be better? Who knows? I would love to see more healthcare professionals working on a policy instead of politicians.
And how do you, I mean, healthcare, when we talk about it, like policy-wise, it's more of a, you know, social sciences type of things, and how do you teach it in the classroom when you're teaching about like becoming a doctor or becoming a nurse or something like that? How do you talk about healthcare without a partisan lens to your students?
We don't talk a lot at this level in the high school about politics. We might do some research
mm-hmm.
looking at what are the cost versus, you know, from if you have go to the emergency room versus going to an outpatient care clinic like Quick Care,
yeah.
Versus going to your family practice. We talk about what's there and facts without opinions offered. We sometimes do debates where we do look at and
mm-hmm.
look at what are your thoughts based on research and what you know. And so they may debate an issue. Is it good? Is it bad? you know, you just, you stick to the facts. You can't let what you feel be put upon your students. They have to make their own decisions. I encourage all of my students that are eligible to vote to go out and vote, but I encourage them all to look at what their candidate stands, where their candidate stands on health care, as well as other issues. And so that, and I try to teach them to be politically active, that, you know, if you don't agree with something, get out there and try to make change. When I taught at UAH, the politics was oftentimes a huge portion of what you learn as a nurse practitioner or an advanced practice nurse, because that directly impacts your ability to practice.
Yes.
So that was a whole different level of education. And again, you're not teaching your beliefs. You're teaching these are the facts and this is how it will impact your practice. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, that was my last question.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me I get to look at it before you.